60th anniversary of Hiroshima bombing. Japan marks the 60th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima today. Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, and other world dignitaries will attend a memorial service in Hiroshima's Peace Park, close to the bomb's epicenter. The 70-minute-long ceremony will include a water blessing ritual dedicated to those who died begging and dying of thirst after the bomb fell. Survivors and descendants of those who died will also attend the service. Strangely, August 6 is not a holiday in Hiroshima. Neither will Hiroshima's people stop their activities at 8:15 a.m., the time of the detonation, to reflect on the occasion. The bomb was the first use of nuclear weapons on civilians. The blast and its aftermath wiped out half of Hiroshima's inhabitants in a scorching flash and completely flattened 90% of the city's buildings and infrastructure. An estimated 140,000 people died instantly or in the following days. 3 days later, a second bomb annihilated a further 80,000 in Nagasaki. There are 40,000 survivors of the bomb alive today, with an average age of 71. Many commentators believe the attacks were essential to bring an early end to World War II and avoid greater numbers being killed in a land invasion of Japan. Others consider them to be mankind's most evil acts of barbarity.